Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 3 hours. The guys are broadcasting live from the Novi Home and Garden Show and the Suburban Collection Showplace. So happy to be here with everyone this morning.
Yeah, we are. We are thrilled. And we've also got a good friend of the show, Elizabeth Weiss, with us. You've heard us mention her many times. We love her to death because she's just a working fool. And she and Brian Starrs put these on. What's that?
I bring you coffee.
And donuts.
Come on. We don't just love you for your coffee. No, she didn't bring us donuts today.
I do have a box of donuts here, but they are for our public safety officers.
They're for the police officers. Yeah. And actually,
I'm not going to pay.
No, there's nothing. You got nothing. No.
I got nothing for that. I drive in that community. Who am I to say anything negative about their refreshments?
I actually think if you'll let me, I'll take those over and take credit.
No.
Hey, Chuck, you got a little brown spot on your nose there, bud.
Well, you know what it's from? It's from Mary Sheena's chocolate chip cookies.
Yum.
We're going to be with Window World from 12 to 1 today, and Mary Sheena baked us up. Bunch of cookies.
The smell is overwhelming.
Isn't it
chocolate
cool?
Chips, yes.
I love sweets.
Wow.
Mike wouldn't let his little boy have any cookies. I tried to give him a box yesterday. He deprives his children of sweets, and
he
at my
like
age, I'm
dad.
Still eating them.
Yeah.
Might explain a lot about who I am. So what's going on at the show?
What's not going on at the show? I mean, we've got great seminars today. Michigan Nursery and Landscape has got super seminars at 12 and 2.
Okay.
We've got amazing landscape things to wander, and there's just so much happening.
Are they going to be taking questions from people? If people come in and say, when do I put my pre-emergent on? When do I overseed? When do I do this? Are they going to answer those kinds of questions?
They are. They have dedicated staff for questions, and then after every seminar, there's a great question and answer session, and they'll stay as long as there's questions, they're going to stay and answer them.
I love that. That's always fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's make sure we get their contact information, Chuck, because we need to bring them on the show quite a bit. It's like yesterday, great information for people. And what you were just mentioning, when people start to treat their lawn, they could waste a lot of money, time and money by not doing it properly, especially going into the season. So
bad timing will waste money. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And that's where it's important to take pictures. Bring the pictures in and say, this is what my lawn looks like. This is what my tree looks like. Right? You can describe things all day long, but once you pull out that picture, they know exactly what you're talking about.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Even when if it's the home projects, bring the picture.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you about something because, you know, Chuck and I get emails all the time, and the biggest fear from homeowners out there is how do they find the right contractor? How do they make sure? And, you know, it starts at the top. You and I, the three of us, we see the real professionalism of the industry when we go to these kind of events and when we all get together, our networking events, and we try to explain that and convey that to the homeowner out there, how important this part of the industry is. You talked about that because you know all these people that are there, all of these professionals, and you talk so highly about all of them.
The home show is such a great way to come and talk to people because it's about the relationship, right? It's how they connect with you and do they spend that time with you and are they personable and, you know, are they in a uniform or do they look? I mean, there's so many different subtle suggestions that tell you, if you're going to have a good relationship or not. And
I always tell people if you engage with someone and your gut is going, don't do this, even though your brain's going, great price.
Right. Right.
Listen to your gut.
Yes.
And here you can do that gut thing.
You definitely can. Yeah, you can. And it's just, there's so many people to talk to, and there's so many great guys and women. I mean, because we definitely have a lot of women-owned companies here, definitely.
Oh, heck yes. Yeah. I mean, you just look across the aisle at Brickworks.
Yep.
It's been staffed by two great ladies for
the
last
couple
days.
You're going to have Tiffany Buell on later from Superior Fence. And
Tanya.
She's amazing. And Tanya from Sparkle Blinds.
Yep.
And yeah, so there's...
We're going to have them on together because I want to see how those competing personalities will work in a segment. But they're great ladies, and they're dynamic, and they're hardworking, and they care, and they're compassionate.
Right.
And that's what you're going to discover when you interact with people here at the show, right?
Yeah, you are. You absolutely are. And you can look them in the eyes and say, am I going to trust this person? Can I have this person in my house, right?
Yeah.
Are they telling me the truth?
That's big.
Yes.
Brian told you to give away some tickets.
Brian did. We are going to give your listeners two tickets if they text their name and the most important words in the industry. Inside Outside Guys.
God bless you, Elizabeth.
You text that to 248-202-7300. So that's your name and Inside Outside Guys, and we will put two tickets for you at Will Call, which is at the east side of the building.
Okay, Chuck Breitenstein, Inside Outside Guys, puts me in the running for those two tickets.
Not in the running. Get your tickets.
Oh, you get them?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if we see that come across, you're not going to get tickets.
But you got to spell Breitenstein right, and you cannot Google it.
That'd
Good
be my problem.
One.
Nobody would spell it right.
Right.
You know? It's like you're spell Mary, but I can't spell Halim.
Elizabeth,
I can spell Halim.
I can too. I'm just kidding.
What are the hours today?
10 to 5.
10 to 5.
10 to 5.
Excellent.
Yep. And seminars at 12 and 2. There's kits. Home Depot has kits for kids. There's so much stuff for kids to do.
Mike's boy Logan was getting those little real cool kits yesterday.
Yeah.
And building them right here on the stage.
Oh, that's great. And they have like seed starting kits. They've got little aprons for kids. There's the cornhole over in the kids zone.
We have our putting green.
Yep, the putting green. There's Novi Police, Novi Fire are here. They have some ATVs. They've got some giveaways. They're talking about bike safety. There's playscapes that you can actually play on, test them out.
I was in one of them yesterday.
I saw that. You're a kid at heart.
You know, my problem is I climbed up, but I couldn't get down.
Exactly.
He's a kid at heart. Yeah.
This is a great show, and it's very family friendly. We actually had some exhibitors comment on the fact that they love the wide aisles.
Oh, yeah. It's just a great walking. I mean, if you're looking to get your steps in, here is where it is.
Yeah. How many steps are you doing a day here?
I had about 18,000 yesterday.
Oh, my.
I thought that was a lot until I talked to the staff here at Suburban, who are so amazing, and some of them had 27,000. I thought I was doing great. Apparently, I wasn't. So
I had 250.
There is 200. I was thinking 27,000 steps for Chuck. There's about six naps in between of all of them.
That's about 3 years, actually. So I got to make cars and rollerblades and golf carts.
Golf carts.
That's funny. Well, we encourage everyone to come down today. It's a great family-friendly event. And you heard, bring the kids.
Yeah. We have concessions, too. There's food.
Ooh, there's That's food.
Right. Yep.
There's food.
Yep.
Yes. And Mary Sheena cookies.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth Weiss. You're awesome. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Us.
We missed you. I had to just stay with this guy.
I know. God love you.
I know that stuff.
Yeah, he's a better looking, smarter half. What are you going to say?
We love you guys. You're awesome.
You as well. Hey, everyone, stick around. We're going to talk to a couple of great team partners you've heard over the years. Rhino Shield and Sunspace by Spectrum. We are broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home and Garden Show.
And we are happy to be with you. How you doing, partner? You enjoying this as much as I am?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is always a lot of fun. Home shows always recharge my batteries.
I know it. They do. This is just so cool. I've got all these pamphlets and brochures, and I will actually take them and go through them at some point. There's no time here. Hey, we're going to talk to Chris Rigney right now from Spectrum Remodeling. He's a 3 and 4 season room expert. I referred a couple people yesterday to you, Chris. People showed up and said, hey, I've got this problem with my 3 season room. He said, right behind us.
Yep, they came right over and talked to him. I think we got him helped out.
Good.
So
I love that. I love it. So how's business?
It's good. You know, sun's out. People are thinking about how to extend that time outside. What are we going to do in the summer months? And so it's good. Talking to a lot of people here at the show that have a plan in mind, and they just need somebody to help them bring it to fruition.
So, I'm sorry, Ken. Do you incorporate design? Because a lot of people, I mean, all they know is a square or a rectangle.
Yeah, when people come to us, they say, well, it's, you know, 12 by this or 14 by that, and, you know, what do you want? Do you want a gable? Do you want a monoslope roof?
Do you have furniture?
I don't know what that is. You know, so, yeah, we have to help them kind of figure out. And not every house can, just because you saw a picture of that or saw a neighbor had one, doesn't mean that particular style will fit on your home. So we have to help them guide through what's going to be most cost effective, what's going to give them what they want, and you know, make it so that it's affordable.
Chris, let's speak on that. Yeah. Because we get so many emails of people having problems with 3 and 4 season rooms they put in years and years ago.
Especially,
and I think some
side.
Of the rooftops, we sinking. They put them on top of a deck when the deck wasn't properly supported from underneath. And I, like Chuck was just saying, I think they squeezed them into places they shouldn't have.
Yeah, unfortunately, in this industry, there, you know, years ago, there was, you know, it was, you know, kind of like the Wild West, you know, and permits weren't pulled, and you know, but now, you know, we have to mind how we're putting that onto the house. Last week we just tore an old sunroom off of somebody's house and put a brand new one on, and it just wasn't put together right.
That's probably the better value option in a lot of cases.
Yeah, it's hard to repair something. You know, sometimes the repair cost gets to the point where, you know, it's easier and better for the homeowner just to replace it.
We had a listener that actually they had that polycarbonate roof on. Yes. For listeners, the green translucent material that's kind of wavy that, you know, a lot of people will visualize.
Corrugated.
And someone had shingled over the top of that, driven nails through the polycarbonate.
Yeah, I've seen a lot.
Hey, by the way, Ken, we've got Brett from A1 Concrete Lifting just joined us. Brett?
Long time friend. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm great.
Good. Good.
Do you guys know each other, Chris? Have you met Brett? We have not met.
Hi, Chris.
But we're meeting now.
More good people.
How you doing, brother?
More good people. I'll tell you, we are so blessed. That was, our summation yesterday at the end of the show was just a lot of good people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How's the show for you?
Doing really good. I'm really pleased with it. A lot of foot traffic for us, and brought in a lot of opportunities out there to help out the public. And I met a couple commercial properties that I'm going to be going to as well, which is always nice to walk properties like that as well.
Parking lots and sidewalks?
Yeah. And what condominium associations like that. Oh. Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, let me go back real quick, talk about Brett, because I spoke about an event we just had recently. If people don't know, I was in the concrete industry. Brett's in the leveling industry. About 20 years ago, I'm on a job site and I see A1 Concrete Leveling pull up next to me. And unfortunately, a lot of people in the industry wouldn't even approach Brett. They'd think he was his enemy. They were his competition. But I went over there and I shook Brett's hand. We said hello and we talked. And not only has Brett not been competition to the concrete replacement industry over the years, we would refer so many jobs to each other because we both had an honest, ethical relationship. Brett would go to a job and say, look, you don't, I can't help you. You need to be replaced. And I'd go to a job and say, it's not that bad. It can be leveled. And if we had more of that in this industry, we'd be doing phenomenally.
Oh, absolutely. I come into a lot of jobs that I feel that I can't help out the customer. I think the most important thing with people that you have to be honest. Integrity is everything with a business. And if I can't help you, over the years I referred Ken, and it just it's a miracle that I met somebody that knows concrete like he does and poured a beautiful concrete as well. The installation of his work was impeccable. So
makes a difference. Yeah. And Chris, what are we seeing that's different material wise with the three season and four season rooms?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of changes in the glass technology nowadays. You know, for us, we specialize in the flex vinyl polymer windows that allows us to go from a three season to a screen room.
What the heck is a flex?
It's a specially formulated vinyl glazing instead of the glass, right? That allows us, now that lightweight material will insulate better than a single pane glass. It's stronger, it's unbreakable.
Does it yellow or fade over time?
It'll never yellow or fade. It's protected for the UV, you know, so the UV won't break it down.
Is that stuff that we've seen you put your
fist into?
Yeah,
you'll see us jump on it, kick on it. You know, you see us try to hurt it, and we just can't do it. So that really has changed the game for us, because now people can have a three-season room, no different than a glass room, but in an instant turn that into a wide-open screen porch. And that's really where the porch conversion side of our stuff with open porches. You know, here we talk about OPD all the time. That's how we cure that, by putting that in, and they don't feel like they enclose that porch. They just made it usable. Right?
Sure.
So I wish we could find a different word than enclosure. Right. So we're not going to enclose it. We're going to make it more useful. So.
I like that.
Chris, you're also doing some decks. Yeah. Do some Trex decks. Talk about that for a second, please.
Yeah, and we've always done decks because they kind of go hand in hand with the sunroom. Somebody wants a sunroom, they want a deck off to the side. So we've always done it. We, you know, at Sunspace, we have some specially formulated decks that don't allow water to go through, so we can dry a walkout deck. Water will not go through it. We can now close that space underneath it. And it just, you know, went in a different direction, and now we're getting more and more into the composite decks, and so now we are doing Trex decks as well.
Chris, you're right behind our stage here at the Novi Home Show, so we invite people to come down and see you. And Brett, you're right down, what, aisle six here, right?
Seven,
I'm sorry.
Yep.
I can't read what's in front of me.
Yeah,
we invite people to come down and talk to you guys. Thanks a lot for sharing a little bit with our audience this morning.
Thanks, guys.
It's a pleasure. You have a good day now, buddy.
God bless you both.
God bless you.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, any guests we have on, you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Chris Rigney from Spectrum and A1 Concrete Leveling, they are at our website. Hey, stick around. We have more coming from the Novi Home and Garden Show with the Inside Outside Guys.
Got Ken and Chuck and all kinds of people. All kinds of people here. I just saw Jeff Wiedner walk by. It's kind of cool. This is like old home week here.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, a minute ago we had the wonderful Elizabeth Weiss on with us, and she is one of the many, many quality ladies in this industry. And Chuck, you have a couple quality ladies right here in front of us. Please introduce them.
We do. From Sparkle Blinds, we've got Tanya Strait, and we've got Tiffany Buells from Superior Fence, both of whom are exhibitors here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to see you.
Thanks for being... You lied. I got to tell a real short story.
She didn't say it to me.
I asked Tanya for her cell number a week ago at an event we were sharing. She gives me a card. I look at it the next day. There's no cell number on it. Story of my life.
I don't blame her.
I know.
Way too soon, Chuck.
So, Tiffany, I'll come back and haunt you if I ask you and you fool me. Anyway, talk about your products, ladies. Talk about your exhibits.
Yes, well, I'll just say first that we're excited to be here. Like, there's so many great exhibitors. I'm in a spectrum of different people, and you can just feel the energy in here. And so we are excited that this is our first show here with WJR, too, and the Novi Home Show.
You can feel the energy, can't you, Tiffany? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've done this show ourselves for many, many years now. And
that's too bad.
It's not too bad at all, actually. We enjoy being here and showing our products and showing, you know, any fence from chain link all the way to vinyl and meeting a bunch of different people that need some fencing.
You know, it's funny because in your brochure you say that good fences make good neighbors, which is an adage from hundreds of years ago. But good-looking fences, I think, make good neighbors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a huge difference from a good quality professional fence and one that is a dilapidated old like wood fence that's ready to fall down.
Talk about some of the product you're showing here. It's really cool.
So we're showing wood, chain link, aluminum, and vinyl. We probably do most of our work is vinyl fences nowadays. A lot of people just want to put up one fence and not have to come back and replace it 10 years, 15 years down the road.
Or repaint it.
Yeah, nobody wants to repaint it or stain it either.
Do you, do they last? We get that. You hear these ads, the vinyl will fade and crack and dry out, and you'll have to replace it in a couple of years.
If you go with a professional-grade product, you're not going to have that issue. If you go with, like, more of a shelf store-bought product, yeah, there's definitely something different in terms of quality that you're losing. So if you go with, like I said, a professional product like Homeland, that's what we use, Homeland Vinyl Products, it's not going to give you an issue. We haven't had one person call for a warranty repair on the product itself.
I love it.
Wow, that's impressive. That's very impressive. That's now, Tiffany, on your website, you got a couple things I want to ask you about. One is laminates. The other is ultrasonic blind cleaning. Because if it requires an app, Chuck
that's
will not
Tanya.
Be able to do it.
That's Tanya.
I'm sorry, Tanya. I apologize. Tanya, I apologize. Tiffany's going, I have no idea.
Yeah, Tiffany's going, we don't clean those.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, we're family-owned and operated for over 20 years, and we provide a couple different services, like our free on-site design consultations for new blind shades and shutters. And what our customers love about us is this little niche that you were talking about, Ken, which is we can also clean those blinds for you. So ultrasonic blind cleaning, which rids your blinds of dust, dirt, grime, and allergens. So on top of us being able to provide you a great consultation and a new love and look and feel, you know, for blinds, we can also assess if you want some cleaning done. And so our customers are routinely like rotating with us, and that's what they love about us. As they like evolve, grow, you know, even with their own family and friends, you know, that's one of our biggest referral bases is they know that we're going to provide a great service and a great product.
Ken mentioned the website. He and I have talked about the American Lung Association and trying to minimize cloth and fabric in the house. And if you go to your website, you see a lot of demonstrations of product that allow you to do that, right?
Yeah, so we have like everything from great insulator type products and also, you know, things that are going to encapsulate less dust for you. You know, so like zebra shades or branded shades are something new that people are really going for because they lay flat to the surface and they're not going to collect like all those different allergens, you know, that accumulate for you. As we get our carpets done and we get all these different things, our ducts cleaning and stuff like that, sometimes we're not looking at the things that we're actually next to all the time. So we can offer you different alternatives for less dust maintenance with regards to new window treatments. And what really I think sets us apart is we sell the name brand products, but we also have done our research with local fabricators and fabricators in the great US of A, where we can same quality blinds, but for a fraction of the cost of the name brands. And that's another thing that we can offer our customers is this cost saving, rebates back, and discounts to our customer, which they love about us.
I like that. And Tiffany, you know, with the fencing options, I was looking at some of what I think is powder coated aluminum over there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's beautiful product.
Yes. Yeah, they have all different sorts of colors available, different heights and sizes, and you can add rings or finials or whatever you would like to make your house accented outside and still provide that security measures that you need to prevent people from coming into your yard keeping your dogs inside your yard.
There you go. Yeah.
And the vinyl products, you know, we've seen the evolution of the vinyl products on the house over the years, and it looks like it's just moved straight over to the fence because for so long, the only option you had for vinyl was white. Now it looks like the options are endless. If you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and you click on Tiffany's or Tanya's website, you'll see a lot of great examples of both of their products, and then you can click straight to their websites from there. Tiffany, how many different colors? In this picture, I see a black, I see a tan, I see a brown, I see a white, all vinyl fences.
Yeah, so we have three main colors, three solid vinyl colors that we offer, and that's your white, your tan, or some people call it almond. And then they have an adobe slash khaki clay color that they call it. And then there's also, on top of that, they have wood grain colors available as well. So you have green teak, mocha walnut, honey maple, and there's another one that the name's just escaping me right now.
I'm getting hungry.
I know it. I need more coffee for these cookies. So will you guys handle full installation? I know that Sparkle Blinds does. Will you also, Tiffany?
Yes, absolutely. So we start with the consultation. We bring somebody out to your home, take some measurements, talk to you about what are your needs, what kind of fence are you looking for. You sign up with us, and then from there, we handle your fence permit. So if there's anything that the city needs from us, we handle that for you. You don't have to worry about it at all. Then we, you know, bring in your product, process it, get it ready, kitted for your job, and then we call you and say, hey, we're ready to come out. We also call Mystic, make sure that all your utilities are marked, so you don't have to worry about that as well.
Bless your heart, boy. Yeah, we hear a lot of horror stories.
Yeah, I'm going to say, listen, if somebody doesn't want to worry about it, you guys are responsible. If you put it in and there's a mistake, you guys will take it out and you'll replace it. Chuck, how many times have we had homeowners say, I think I messed up on my property lines. What do I do?
Yeah, and fence posts put in badly. You see that, I'm sure, Tiffany.
Oh, yes, yeah. You definitely can see some horror stories with fences where, you know, somebody calls us and says, hey, I had this guy in a pickup truck come and put this fence up, and now I need help fixing it because it's just not working out. So we come out there and help them.
After wind events, we get a lot of email. Yeah. After major wind events, we get a lot of emails about people's fencing. Obviously not put in properly.
Wrong fasteners, bad fasteners, rusty fasteners after a year.
Yeah, or just simply an old wooden fence that just couldn't handle it anymore.
And a lot of the wood fences require maintenance. You guys have a lot of maintenance-free product over there.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we do install wood as well, but that is the one product that you're going to have to worry about over time. You know, otherwise we have chain link, which you don't have to really touch, especially the vinyl coated.
Is that a vinyl coated? Is that what that is? The black one you've got over here?
Yes, you can either get black, green, brown. There's aluminum, which is the powder coated that we were talking about earlier. That's a great product that you don't have to worry about. And same thing with the vinyl.
Gosh, there's so many questions we need to ask these ladies, Ken, that we don't have time for. I like the idea that Sparkle Blinds and you guys will both come into our house, right, and do a consult free of charge, can
absolutely.
I assume?
Absolutely. Yep.
I shouldn't have said that without knowing.
Yes, absolutely.
motorized cordless options, you know, room darkening options if you're having trouble sleeping. I love that Tiffany, you know, she offers seclusion with her fences, and we offer privacy with our blinds.
So. I like that. So if people can't make it out here today to talk to either one of you, how do they get hold of you, and what geographic area do you cover? Yes. I know Ken was going to ask that.
So we found out that we, just by exploring our own websites, we had Tri-County area, so Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne County.
Cool.
And for ourselves, it's sparkleblinds.com.
That's easy.
Yeah, or you can go on our website, tbsuperiorfence.com, and give us a phone call or submit an inquiry online, and one of us will come up, will contact you and set up an appointment.
I like that. I mean, they're going to come to your house.
They're going to come to your house.
More do you want?
Nope, nothing more. And if anyone's driving down the road, once again, you do not have to try to be dangerous and write these email addresses down. Go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, and you will find both these wonderful companies there.
Exactly, and thank you for representing your gender so well, too, because we love seeing intelligent, strong women in the industry. We just don't see enough, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
It's true.
We are so honored to be here. I think we really are. It's been a pleasure, and you guys are such a great team, and make us a great team.
So if you've got any young gals listening, would you advise them to get in the industry? Has it been good to you?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so many supportive people out there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so
truly.
Much. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking care of our listeners, ladies. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
We love it. Come to the show and see these people.
Oh, yeah. A lot of great vendors here at the show. Make sure you come down. Open till 5 o'clock today. Hey, stick around. We're going to have another bonus hour today. Right, Noon and One featuring our good friends at Window World, who are, you can probably see them from there, and Chuck's eating all of Mary Sheena's cookies.
I haven't been able to touch them yet. Every vendor that is with us here in the Inside Outside Guys Boulevard has been eating them.
You have chocolate on your nose.
I'm going to, I guarantee it.
We'll be right back with the Inside Outside Guys on WJ. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We have a lot of show left. We have a bonus hour starting today from noon till 1 o'clock featuring our good friends from Window World. We want everyone to stick around for that. And one of the reasons we love coming to the Novi Home Show 3 times a year, this is obviously the April Home and Garden Show, is because we get to see friends that we don't normally get to see a lot during the year. And it's wonderful. A couple of those friends are sitting right in front of Chuck right now, buddy.
I know. We've got Chuck from SBS Black, who's always so busy, he doesn't have time for us. And Eric Bratcher from Bratcher Electric, that's also always so busy, he doesn't have time for us, which is a good thing. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good show?
Yes.
Fantastic, yeah.
Serious? Yeah. You don't sound like you sound tired.
No, not yet. We will be later.
I know it. It does take a lot to invest in something like this so you can see people, though, and they can see you, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It takes a lot of time, but it's well worth it.
I agree with you.
Yep.
We used to do it. I was telling Jeff Wiedner from Dex Unlimited this morning, we used to do the Kobo show that was 10 days in a row. Did your dad ever do that, Eric? Do you remember that?
I don't know if we ever did the 10-day in a row one. I know Brutal. There was one at the Silver Dome that was
was
an extended one, too. That was a long haul.
That was. To be on your feet, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It makes going to work look easy, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, Chuck, what's going on with you guys? You guys do egress windows and a lot of other stuff for people.
Yeah, we're expanding. We're doing a lot of things. You know, I've been mason for about 15 years, so we're trying to just expand into, you know, some concrete cutting stuff. I have all the tools and stuff ready, you know, because we cut the foundations out. So we're doing all kinds of concrete cutting. We're doing full walkouts also, not just the egress window, but a full door. So customers can walk out.
That's a different issue entirely.
A little bit
headers
different,
and load bearing above.
And then do the frost provisioning below. So we have to dig underneath the frost, the footing, and put some concrete in there.
Drainage.
Yeah, we take care of all that stuff for you.
Not a do-it-yourself project.
Not at all. You definitely want to have some heavy machinery doing that one. Yeah.
That is.
Thank you. Not only is it not do-it-yourself for heavy machinery, but it's not do-it-yourself for the possible problems that you could create by putting a window below grade, period. We have an email, matter of fact, came in yesterday from White Lake from Corey, who basically asked us to explain the proper process for egress insulation because they are worried about just that. And Chuck, we know you've seen and repaired many DIYs because those holes are filling full of water.
Yeah, you know, we do a lot of jobs with customers, and they're like, wow, that made it look really easy. Our egress is usually a one-day job, and they're like, man, that makes it look really easy. Well, you don't hire me for easy. You hire me when things go wrong, you know, because we've been there when things go wrong. You know, we know how to fix the problem.
Surgeons put you to sleep so you won't wash and go, that looked
exactly,
easy.
Exactly. You know, so that's what we do. And that's why I try to tell everybody, you know, they're like, oh, we're trying, I think we can do this. I'm like, you know what? Leave it up to me. I do it all the time. I put holes in people's houses all day long. So I know what I'm doing. I've seen things that, you know, no one else has really seen. I've been doing it for a while. So, you know, we come across a lot of issues, but we're able to go ahead and take care of them just because of the expertise and the time that we spend out in the field doing that kind of work. So,
that's why we love you, man. Yeah, I appreciate it. You know what you're doing. And Eric, it's funny. It isn't funny. People think, especially with low voltage, that electrical has become a DIY project. We get more emails from people. I've done all this, and the lights are flickering, and the circuits are kicking. Talk to that, will you please?
Yeah, that is not something that's meant for the standard homeowner. You need to have the schooling, expertise, and on-job, actually, training from guys that are experienced to know what they're doing.
How long could you talk about things you've seen that are frightening?
Days? To me, they would be, but I guess to most, they'd be frightening to us when we see it. It's absolutely hilarious because we're like, this is terrible workmanship. It's not going to work properly. And then, you know, that translates into pretty much anything electrical in the house. And then, you know, as far as power outages go that we've had in the last few weeks, generators are through the roof right now.
Are you getting them in stock? Do you have
them
available?
Yeah, we're completely in stock with generators, whether it's a Kohler Power Systems generator or a Briggs & Stratton generator system. Anywhere in-stock generators come from 10 kW to 26 kW that are in stock. Anything over that, like for a business or a larger home, we have to order. But it's not the end of the world to get it in.
We get questions all the time, Ken. you know this. How big a unit do I need? What's it going to cost me? How long is it going to take to install? And our answer is always, you got to talk to someone like Eric Bratcher to find out, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we need to make a home visit. We can't just tell you, hey, your house is 2,000 square feet and this is what it is now. It's not. It's completely different because everything in your house now is LED, high efficiency, so you could probably get away with a smaller generator than what you may think you need. Okay, so that's why we need to visit and see what's going on so that we can fit you with the proper size generator.
Okay. You just said they may need a smaller generator than they may think they need, which means that might not cost them as much as they may think it will. How many people are going to tell you that? And that comes down to the Bratcher difference because your dad, Mike, has been in this industry for decades and decades and decades, and obviously you've inherited his trusts and ethics there. And that's why they're so popular in the Southeast Michigan area, Bratcher Electric. We love hearing you talk that way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of companies that just come in and they're going to say, hey, we're a big box store. If you want a whole house, you need a 20 or 22 kW. That's not the case. There are 12 kWs that run entire homes. It just depends on what's in the house. That's why you have us. I've been doing this for 21 years now, and coming in, and we're really just problem solvers trying to help you solve that problem the most efficient way.
If you can flush and brush, Eric, I gotta ask, because I see these loss leaders, you can buy a generator for $2,000. It means nothing if it's not professionally installed.
Yeah, you can. There's a lot of stuff you can buy that's not worth it. You know, the nice thing about us is we are not subcontracting anybody, okay? Everything that comes through us is from our company, from selling it to installing it to the gas line and then to servicing it yearly. That's all done through its one-stop shop.
You know, Chuck, I think you can buy a $2,000 Chinese truck through Amazon if you want to.
Yeah.
Getting it here is another issue.
Because you wouldn't go too far. I tell you, the engines that are in those generators are just darn right impressive. And I just want to remind people that you can find Eric and Chuck's information at theinsideoutsideguys.com. But real quick, guys, why don't you give out your contact information and the areas you service, please?
I'll go first. Chuck with SPS Glass Block and Egress. We service really all of Michigan, man. We've gone all over the place. 734-320-1664. That's my direct cell. Give me a call.
Cool.
Yep, and we are BratcherElectric.com, 734-722-0037, going from Jackson to Lansing to Port Huron to the Ohio border.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Guys, thank you so much for taking such great care of our listeners over the year. We love the relationship.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Guys. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I want to remind everybody, you've got until 5 o'clock to get down to the Novi Home Show for the annual garden show. And stick around. We have, oh boy, a lot of show left. Almost 2 hours of the Inside Outside Guys left broadcasting again from the Novi Home and Garden Show. And we are thrilled to be here with you this beautiful Sunday morning. Balmy, what, 72 degrees inside the Suburban Collection Showplace, Chuck? At least 72 degrees. Chuck,
I'm sorry, I didn't have my microphone pushed. I thought, Dale, you didn't have yours. Forgive me.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it is comfortable and cozy in here. And we've got a couple gentlemen with us from Foundation Systems of Michigan that has been a longtime team partner with the guys that we proudly represent and refer to our listeners. We've got Dale and Andrew with us. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Morning. How are you?
Thanks, Dale. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
I thought it was you, not me.
Yeah.
So talk about FSM. You know, people have heard a lot about FSM, but until you've had an issue with a crawl space or a foundation, you probably haven't met FSM.
So we are Foundation Systems of Michigan. We repair foundations with water intrusion, structural issues, insulation in crawl spaces, whole home generators, and our structural poly level that we lift concrete in slabs of homes, garages, sidewalks, porches. We now have a new office that we're opening up in Rochester Hills. That's why I have Mr. Andrew Rothenberg with us. It's going to join the team for Grand Rapids, Traverse City, and Livonia. And then, of course, our broader span throughout the United States with Groundworks, our 45 branches through the entire country.
45 branches throughout the entire country.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, you know what you're doing.
We've been doing it a little bit.
So what all can you do for listeners? What can FSM do for listeners?
Well, the first thing is they should probably come down to the show. Aisle 4, right up in the front. You can see all of our services, talk to our actual inspectors that come out to the home. They can get an idea of who we are, what we do. They can tell the inspector all about their house and get a little pre-inspection. And if it makes sense, we can set up a free inspection to come out and look at the house. If you have any concerns with water, you're seeing any cracks in the wall, if you have floors that aren't quite level or, you know, some cold floors in the wintertime, or any type of musty smells in the home, that's what we specialize in. We can come out, solve all of those issues because we know that if you're smelling humidity, odors, it's not good for your health, right? If you're breathing.
Sure. Not good for your house or your health.
Correct. So we want to make sure that the house is in good condition for you and your family, and then also the quality of air inside the home.
Well, I love hearing that Michigan's largest basement water cooling foundation company is getting even larger and expanding to Rochester Hills. But Dale, you mentioned being part of Groundworks in 44 locations. Let our listeners know what that means to them. I'm sorry, 45 locations. Let our listener know what that means to them. How does that help the listener out there when they hire Foundation Systems of Michigan?
Yeah, what that means is they're just getting full peace of mind, knowing that we're a company that has deep resources, the best engineers, resources from, you know, materials, from educational tools, to really give our customers that full peace of mind that when we come in, we can give them a full clean bill of health for their home. That's the support that we can provide from that national level, but with a local customer service approach.
I was thinking when Dale was talking, that free inspection, the years of experience and the cumulative experience of that company are represented by the person coming out and looking at your foundation system. That's huge.
Yeah, it's one of the things that Andrew was talking about with the 45 branches. It's, you know, two minds are better than one. Well, we've got a lot of history. In a lot of experience in that. And so finding best practices throughout all of those years, we can then help our homeowners serve them best. And with that also a nationally backed warranty, right? So if you're getting a lifetime warranty from a company, you want to make sure that it's going to be strong and rooted. Otherwise, the lifetime is only the lifetime of that company.
Right.
Right. And we're building a company that's going to be here for the next 100 years. So,
That is a great point. We've all heard of companies that have done this, offer a lifetime warranty, went out of business, and it was gone. With the backing of a national company like that,
yeah,
you don't have that worry.
Yeah. Yeah, we get listeners that email us in that regard. So, I mean, that is so huge. And you said it's a lifetime.
Lifetime warranty on most of all we do. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're – we've had a lot of weather recently, and spring is upon us. So if you're seeing signs of moisture in the basement, water, 877 Dry Mish is the best way to get a hold of us. Go to our website, drymish.com. With Groundworks, we have a way for the homeowner to go ahead and log on. They can click and put an appointment without even having to call somebody. If you're busy, you don't have a lot of time, it's a great resource to go
Sunday.
On there. Yep, there's a lot of educational material that we put onto the websites. Again, also, if you come down to the show, you can actually talk to one of our – these are our inspectors that come out to the home, the guys that are trained to understand what you have going on, and can give you almost a home inspection at the booth there. And if it makes more sense to get a real good idea, because we can't really get the full picture without being at the house.
It makes sense. Makes
foundation
great sense.
Systems of Michigan are experts at keeping your foundation and basement dry, along with their gutter systems that can help out with that as well. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming on with us today. And everyone out there knows they can find Foundation System Michigan at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Andrew, Dale, thank you so much, guys.
Pleasure.
Appreciate
you.
It.
Ken, we miss you. Got to be here next time.
Thank you.
Every time they shoot.
With every bullet so far, right? Thanks for coming on. Hey, we got a lot more show ahead. We want everyone to stick around as the Inside Outside Guys broadcasts from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home and Garden Show. Welcome back, everybody. We are thrilled to be here with you. You know, Chuck, the show got started out with Elizabeth Weiss, and it has kind of become a ladies' theme ever since then. And you've got a couple of ladies in front of you from Victor's Home Solutions. I tell you, we have some companies, and Victor's is one of them, some team partners, that you can just tell it must be so much fun to work for that company. You can tell they just have such a family atmosphere, especially if you follow them on social media. And I can almost guarantee you your next two guests are going to confirm how much they enjoy working for Victor's Home Solutions.
Oh, Amy and Gail Bothwells. Amy is the one that tries to shove food down our throats at the giveaways, the rooftop giveaways.
Oh,
Gail
sure.
Gave me a dirty look when I told her to talk a bunch, so I'm not sure if she's going to be involved here or not. Hi, how are you girls doing?
We're doing great. Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, thank you.
So what's going on with Victor's Home Solutions?
So we just moved into the bathroom space not too long ago, so we're helping homeowners with their like tub shower areas. Our products are exclusive, so it's really cool that we're able to give them some products that general contractors can't. And you're real good at waterproofing, so you don't have to worry about it.
Gail, what went into prepping to bring that to market? That wasn't just we're going to make a decision on Tuesday and start doing bathroom remodels on Wednesday.
No, absolutely not. I think Victor spent about 2 years.
At least
researching products and best practices and how we were going to do the best job for our customers.
Yes.
You know how Victor is.
Exactly.
It has to be perfect or he's not doing it at all. And that's why we wanted to make sure we had the best people, hired, trained, in-house, our own personal employees. You're not going to get some subcontractor coming out to your house if you have no idea, or passing the buck around.
That's huge.
Yep. We actually we went to Chicago to get certified by the manufacturer for install processes and even on the consultant side, so that we knew all the details about the product so that we could give the best knowledge to our customers. And then he actually built out little like demo spaces so that when we're hiring and we're training, we have to approve them first before they go see our customers. We're not taking any chances.
I love that.
Boy, that just shouts quality. It really does.
It does.
But not only did Victor and Victor's Home Solutions see a need out there, the technology now allows you guys to do bathrooms, I don't want to say easier, but more efficient than you ever have in the past with some of the new technologies. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Our goal is always like it'd be great to get it done in a day, and sometimes we can, but it's about the best health of the home. So if it's a project where there's subfloor replacement or there's things that have to happen, we'll go into 2 days if we have to. We just want to make sure that it's done right the first time, because when you're warranting things, you want to back it. but it's not so that we can do a bunch of warranty work. It's so that we can tell you it was done right the first time.
Right.
We and be confident about it.
Yeah, we have a lifetime warranty, so you know we're going to be backing up.
And Amy made a great point about the guy that runs the company, he and his family, he's not going to let somebody do it badly or have a bad process or bad product.
Absolutely not. That's why we always go down all the way down to the studs and make sure it's built up right.
That's what I was going to ask. So what exactly will you do when you come in to tear out that old tub?
Well, the first thing they're going to do is protect everything in the home. So we like our little red carpet experience. We want them to know that we care about the home as much as they do. Protection for the vanity, toilet covers, you know, dust protectors. So that's the first thing that we focus on, is that we're not making a mess.
You respect the home.
We respect the home. They'll go in, they'll start tearing out, and then evaluate any mold damage, any water damage, and replace down to the studs anything that has to be replaced,
and then
build it back out above code. So.
Above code. Ken and I both like that. Ken's smiling.
It's just like our roof. Yeah. Our ice and water shield is always above code, too. We're a Michigan company. We know what Michigan winners are, so we have to go above and beyond.
We love your boss. He's a great family man.
We do, too.
It's obvious you do. It's such a dynamic company. Isn't it,
Ken? Yeah, it really is. And you talk about above code, and talk about just the perfect market to go into, because when you guys go into building departments, it's victors. I mean, they know who you guys are. They know you're going to do the job right, and I'm sure you have wonderful relationships with every jurisdiction out there.
Absolutely.
We do. I can't tell you how fun it's been being at the show. People coming up to us, to our booth, they're like, my neighbor had you done. My cousin had you done. Everyone says it's absolutely the best. I'm not going to get a quote from anybody else. It has to be victors.
Isn't that cool?
It's the best compliment that there is.
Where are you at the show?
We are right by aisle 21. Yeah. We're right on the corner.
2119.
Yes.
And maybe now that we're on the radio, it won't be so disappointing that Victor's not here.
I know. Everyone's, where's Paul? Where's Paul W? You know, where's Paul W? Where's Victor? Where's the guy?
Paul W? Who's he?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who's Paul W?
Come on. We got this, guys. Come on.
You know, in all honesty, Ken and I have been huge advocates of women in the industry. Would you push young ladies listening to the show to get into this business?
Oh, absolutely. I started on the roofing side.
Did you really?
Yes,
she did.
I was a roof inspector before I took over the bath department, started with Victor, helped kind of build it out on the consultant side.
Sure.
I have a background in dental, so it was always diagnose, treatment plan, long-term solution.
Actually, that's good for this industry.
Yeah. It lined up with his values, so it's cool. It's been a cool experience.
We're all about the right person and the right seat.
Yep.
So if you have the will, we'll teach you the skill, and we want the right people 100%. That's why we're so picky when we hire people, too. But
that's good.
You have to have a good sense of humor. That's 100%.
And you're hiring careers. You're not hiring jobs. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You want to train people?
What was that?
You want to do the training?
Oh, yeah. We absolutely do the training.
Amy, you should have seen her eyes.
That is so refreshing to hear in this industry, that in this economy of finding people, hard people, you know, trying to find people in your industry, that you guys can still be picky. I love it. And because you want to make sure they represent Victor's Home Solutions.
It's a lifetime hire.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you for having us. And thank you for your partnership. We love you guys.
Oh, we love you guys, too. We appreciate what you do for our listeners. That's what matters, right?
Absolutely. It's all our. You're all our customers.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, very much. Those are the ladies from Victor's Home Solutions. Great interview. Hey, stick around. We got more from the Inside Outside guys, including the bonus hour, the education hour, featuring the Sheena family from Window World Detroit. Stick around for more with the Inside Outside guys, broadcasting live from the Novi Home and Garden Show. Good morning. Welcome back, everybody. I want to encourage everyone to stick around for the bonus hour between noon and one, as the Inside Outside guys feature a great longtime team partner in Window World Detroit. Chuck, want to take a quick second and talk about the weekly article that comes out in the Detroit News Homestyle section every Friday. This week's article featuring insulation, the one thing in your home that you can pay for right away that will start paying you back the minute it is put in.
Yeah, we guarantee if you get a quality company to do a proper insulation and specification that you will get paid back whatever you invest in it. And of course, those front end qualifiers are important.
They really are, Chuck, because you and I have heard horror stories about insulation being put in wrong. One of the questions we get a lot at the InsideOutsideGuys.com is, what's better, foam, cellulose, fiberglass? We have heard horror stories of someone who have thought they put in foam in their sidewalls to find out that the company that said they put it in thought they put it in, but there are giant pockets missing, and they figured that out when they had a renovation, and the foam wasn't there. So right. It is so important that you hire the right company that has years of experience of doing one thing and doing one thing right. So when you get a chance, everyone, go to the DetroitNews.com, the Detroit News home style section, and check out the Inside Outside Guys article on insulation for your home.
I love it. Right now we've got Paul Reiner from Southwest Michigan Greens of Michigan, and Aaron Schuberger from PMS Design, Build, Restore, Hardscape, and Landscape. Guys, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here. Pleasure being here.
Huge investments in this show. Paul, let's start with you, only because I stumbled on your project yesterday. You've got is that a 750-foot long green, putting green?
Yeah, 750 square feet, correct.
Square feet, yep. Thank you.
Yes.
And you guys installed that just for this show?
Yeah, we did. We just finished up the golf show a few weeks ago, and Brian asked us if we'd like to set up here. And it's always a treat to come here this time of the year, especially, right? People are antsy about getting out into the nice weather and stuff like that. And what we do is more leaning towards outside, although we do inside projects as well.
So you can do this in somebody's basement, you can do it in somebody's backyard.
Correct. Any design, any shape. We're completely custom. No cookie cutter. Done over 350 of them in the state of Michigan so far. None of them are identical.
Can you give me a little par three hole in my backyard if I've got enough land?
100%. Our demo has a 4,000 square foot green on 6 acres where you have 40, 80, 100, 120, and 163 low cut under a tree. So we can create anything you'd like is what I'm getting at.
You know, here's the thing about golf. To be good at golf, you have to play a lot. And to play a lot is expensive.
Yes.
So do the math. If you want to be really good at golf, do the math. I bet if you put something like this in your backyard, because we all know it's about the short game. I mean, for us, it's about the short game.
100%.
The game is won and lost, pitch and putt, right?
100% what you just said there. And here's the nice thing. Whether you go to public courses or private courses, especially if you belong to a club, not that it matters, but, you know, you just have limited time. We all have limited time. By the time you get through the clubhouse and you see your buddies, you want to talk, you get to the driving range, you don't have time to practice. Your house, you walk out your back door, off the patio, you have a green right there, you can have a few Cokes, whatever you want, throw on a few burgers, spend some time with your children, your wife, and works on a putting green that is the exact conditions you're going to get on the golf course. That's right there in your backyard, in your bare feet, your robe, whatever you want to do, okay?
Chuck has room for that in his yard. Chuck, you have room for that in your yard.
We're coming over, Chuck.
I'll tell you, I did. I told Paul, I took a picture of it, and I'm going to send it to my son. He's the one that'll get me fired up even more than I already am. And we've got Aaron Schuberger here from PMS Design, Build, Restore, Hardscape, and Landscape. We're going to do an article in the Detroit News, Ken mentioned it, on concrete patios and hardscape patios. You guys do that kind of thing?
Just the brick pavers. Brick pavers, retaining walls, segmented retaining wall blocks.
Yep. Is that a good thing? There's a lot of demand for it, I gotta believe.
There's quite a bit of a demand. There are actually, with more people that have been staying at their homes more often, unfortunately because of the pandemic, people realize they needed these spaces in their home.
Yeah, they really do. Is there a good way and a bad way to do it? Are there people out there doing them that shouldn't?
Really the best way that to have it done is to contact 1-800-BRICK-PAVERS and have us out. So there certainly is a right and a wrong way to do everything, and we don't cut any corners.
Aaron, I'm going to argue that a good percentage of the brick pavers that have been put in the last 30 years have been done the wrong way, especially yes. Here in Michigan. And it's given paver repair companies like yourself a lot of business, which is great. But talk about that. Talk about the ground that is so important here in the state of Michigan, the clay. Because we get the question, what's better, a brick paver patio or a concrete patio? The answer is they're both great if they're installed properly by someone who knows what they're doing.
That's 100% correct. You know, in Michigan, we have tremendous freeze-thaw cycles. So when there's freeze and thaws, there's a lot of expansion and contraction. Pavers are wonderful for that because, unlike a solid concrete slab that may crack, pavers can be put back and repaired. Now, you had mentioned earlier that most of them are put together the wrong way. We see that every single day out on our appointments, and it's unfortunate. So it's important that they, people who are interested in brick pavers, that they really do their research on the company that they're hiring.
Generally not a do-it-yourself project?
Not typically.
I'm glad. Yeah, you were very kind in that response, Aaron, because Ken and I think people that do it themselves usually end up regretting it. Paul, you were shaking your head yes.
You know what Aaron said is 100% correct. That applies to what we do too. Unfortunately, stuff is done the wrong way. These people use a slag sand. It was never meant to be much more than a leveler. They're putting it 6-7 inches deep. You get the heaving and thawing, and they look beautiful for 6 months. And we try to educate them on that when they come to us, like I'm sure Aaron does too, but they still go to their maybe a dollar a square foot cheaper, and in the long run, yeah. We all know what that is. But Southwest Greens is the leader in the industry globally, not just in the Michigan.
Really?
We've been around long. Well, Jack Nicklaus is on our design team and our training team, and we're owned by Warren Buffett, we're part of the Shaw Berkshire portfolio. So
that's why you're wearing that $200 shirt that I wore.
Yeah, man, they take care of us because, you know what, we take care of them. We love what we do. It's a quality American-made product manufactured in the United States down in Dalton, Georgia. It's environmentally friendly. It has less than 0.01% of lead content, where this Chinese stuff is literally dangerous for your children that they're selling here. But it's cheaper.
Now, so, Paul, are you talking about the actual carpets
the
that
turf,
you guys, the
yes.
turfs that you use? Because you've got a whole bunch of different ones on display.
Sure. Pet turfs, bocce, lawn, golfs, three different types of putting grasses. I mean, when I mentioned the green we have at our property, if we have time, that's meant to hit long shots into. You can literally throw a 120-yard wedge in from 120 yards out and suck the ball back 20 feet. When customers do that, their jaws drop. A little sand flies up like on a real green. It spins back, and it repairs itself. So, you know,
wow.
There's so many different levels, and that's what we specialize in, custom design. Undulations, breaks, sand traps, tee boxes. Whatever you'd
you
like.
You threw me out of the equation when you said long shot.
Yeah.
Undulations got rid of me.
Yeah, well, you could tell I get excited, and I've been doing this a long time. Like I said, 28 years, and we have a great customer base that every year somebody comes by the show that we did a green for maybe 10, 11 years ago, and they come by and they say, and you always look like the fear, well, they're going to say something bad, and
exactly.
They end up saying, we are so glad we went with you. We love our green. And we offer a maintenance program that nobody does. Every year we'll come in the spring, and we'll get that thing back to how it was. It's very inexpensive, but we'll guarantee the green for life if you do that from the start. For life. We have greens that have been in the ground for 27 years. You don't have to do that. The greens will still last. There's 10 years unlimited on the material, but we do offer that for people that want that. You know, it's like if you got a Mercedes-Benz, you change the oil and you use good oil, right? Well, you've got the Mercedes-Benz or the Lamborghini when you have Southwest Greens.
I was thinking if they mess up a green, a putting green, if that starts to heave and move around, you got real issues.
Big issue because, you know, Aaron's a little smarter than me. He brought that up. I meant to bring that up, so I appreciate you throwing that in there. We have the same problem. Yep. We have the same issues in this
Paul
industry.
Mentioned maintenance. That's one of the things that's super important when you're discussing brick pavers. You know, you also mentioned oil changes. I tell all my clients, your sand joint is typically going to be like an oil change for your car. There's going to be a time frame that it's going to have to be removed and be replaced in order to prevent water from penetrating into that base layer. So water management, controlling hydrostatic pressure, and maintenance for your brick pavers are key to making them succeed.
Speaking our language, Ken.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, we really appreciate you coming on. Real quick, can give out your contact information again from both of you, please.
Sure. Southwest Greens, www.southwestgreens.com, 248-681-2089, and we'd be happy to answer any questions or come out and talk to you about what your dreams might be. Thanks.
We're PMS Brick Pavers. We're the guys. That's 1-800-BRICK-PAVERS or wearethe-guys.com.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us,
guys. Gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good luck. Enjoy the show.
Spring's here, guys.
Take care of our listeners. Take great care of our listeners, and we'll love you.
Thank you. Hey, stick around, everybody, for more with the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Novi Home and Garden Show. Welcome back, everybody, to the Novi Home and Garden Show. We are thrilled to be with you. Hey, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions wants us to remind you that iron staining is not only a nuisance, but a real problem for your home. One part per million of iron in a well water equals nearly one pound of solid accumulation inside your house in just 1 year. Some well water in Michigan can have as much as 10 parts per million of iron. Get that taken care of. Call Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions today. Make sure you're drinking, using clean, healthy water in your home. Want to also remind everyone to stick around. After this hour, the guys are going to be with Window World Detroit and the Helene family, broadcasting live again from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home and Garden Show.
This is way too much fun to be called work by any stretch of the imagination. Elizabeth and I were walking around yesterday morning, Ken. I think you were still sleeping. And we found a really cool exhibit, a gentleman that is inventor and entrepreneur, Stephen Hung. He's joining us. You are president of the company. It's your company, right?
Yep, it's my company.
Ken and I have both done that.
Guy. Yep, I'm going through that process right now.
Bless your heart. Whenever Ken and I see a product like what you are bringing here, the toilet odor ventilation system, we yep. think of all the time, effort, energy, and money that a person has to put into a product to bring it to market like this. You want to talk to your product?
Yeah. So what it is it's a toilet odor ventilation system, and it addresses a very specific problem. And a lot of inventions come from an actual need.
Of course.
My journey started back in 2008. I had just gotten married, and we bought a home. And like a lot of homes in the Livonia area, they did not have an exhaust system in the bathroom. And it was like, oh, no, the gig is up.
Or if they had one, it was badly installed.
Yep.
That's right,
yep,
Ken?
Like that. And I'm like, and, you know, the fear is like, I'm with my wife. Oh, no, is she going to divorce me? And
it's a real thing.
So anyways, that's kind of how it started.
Bless your heart.
It's taken a number of years. I'm a former automotive engineer.
Okay.
So, you know, with COVID and everything, and I had this idea, and it was time for a change in my career, and it just makes sense to do it the way that I'm doing it. And so what it does, it's toilet odor ventilation system. A lot of people use sprays like Poo-Pourri or something else. $100 million company, Poo-Pourri.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Revenue.
Wow.
So,
it's just the odor masker. That's all
yes.
that is.
Yeah. Yes. So as an engineer, I look at it and I go, you know what? The place to catch the odor is in the bowl before it even has a chance to escape. And so, you know, that kind of just sits there and works its way in your head, and you think about it, and then you try something and it kind of works, and you just go from there. And so what it does is it uses the existing flush pathways where the water would come out.
Okay.
Uses the overflow pipe, and it draws the odor up through that pipe. And because you can catch it in that small area, it changes the game. Because, first of all, you keep it from spreading in the first place.
Odor is a real particulate in the air. People don't realize that.
Yeah. Yep. It's molecules.
Yep.
It's not dangerous.
Yeah,
it is just odor.
Probably. Yep. Yeah.
It's not really a. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, you can see it that way. There is some particulate matter in there.
Yeah.
So if you can capture it, that's a good thing. But the game changer is if you catch it there, you don't need to move a lot of air. So what that means is you don't need to use a fan. And what I've developed is a special vacuum pump with a timer. You run it, it turns itself off. But it also changes the game. You don't need to use ducting either. You then can pass this air through a small diameter tube, and that is very easy to install. You don't need to tear down walls or anything. You just run it like you would cable. And you drill a small hole, you pass it through like you would HDMI cable or some other, get it?
Yes.
And then where does that go at this point?
Yes.
Well, if you can, it's moving such a little amount of air. So I've got a number of solutions, because that is the key. Not everyone is going to be facing
the same solution. It's a beautiful product.
If your toilet's next to the vanity, then what we do is we take that tube and we put it into your plumbing vent system. So small tap. If you're going in the basement, you've got sanitary pipes. I've got another fitting that goes on there, and you can put it into your vent, your sanitary vent. Or if you have a saddle fitting. Yeah, it's a saddle fitting. Now, it's not being used for drainage, and that's the key, because
yes.
the issue is when you use it for drainage. Now, I'm still working with the code regulation people on that and trying
sure.
to get that through. It's such a new product. No one, you know, you point that out, but then you still have to work with
Of course you do.
Yep.
That's the difficulty. Yeah.
Yep. Now, and then the other thing you could do is you could, if you have access to an outside wall, you go through the outside wall, and it's a small penetration, 3/8-inch diameter hole straight through a wall. So you've got three options for you. If you're in an apartment, you might only have one of those options to use. But, you know, and it's a game changer, because it addresses this problem of people who don't have exhaust in their older home. if you have a shared bathroom on the first floor where your guests come in to use
sure.
it, or if you're the guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you have kids who fight each other about leaving that.
Oh,
now the,
we've all been through that, Ken.
Yep. Now, if you have a small business where there's 10 people sharing a bathroom, this is a simple fix. If you're in assisted living and you need someone is actually helping you or you're helping someone else to use the bathroom, it's just a press of a button. It runs for 6 minutes, and it takes care of the issue.
Steve, two yes. questions. Yes. One, are these available right now for purchase? And two, where would people go? What website would people go to take a look?
So the name of the product is Potty Sniffer, and it, I use the term sniffer because it, instead of blowing a lot of air, you're actually sniffing the, in relative terms, you're sniffing the air. And in the future, it'll be, I'm going to go to Home Depot. I'd like one of those sniffer systems. Or are you putting in a new residential area, install them, put sniffer systems in all their toilets? Anyways, the website is very simple then. It's pottysniffer.com.
Okay.
And it's been on the market for a month and a half. And I spent last year developing it, getting the patents in place, and building the product, designing it, getting it tooled. And
it's beautifully it's machined and tooled and set up.
Yep.
You got to see it to appreciate yep. it. And you look at a toilet, you don't know that there's anything different yep. about it except for that little tiny button.
Yeah, all you see is the little button that mounts for you to press. And you press it just before you do your business. And it runs and it turns itself off. And it stays lit. It's a nice blue LED.
Slow voltage.
Yeah, so the people I've had it installed into who are testing the product, the early customers, it's the talk of the party because I go, what is that?
Boy, I think of all the different topics we could get into in terms of being one of the test dummies, if you will, yep. for this.
Yep.
You love it. So is it a do-it-yourself project?
Yeah, it's a do-it-yourself project. You know, depending on your situation, it's two holes, one into the vanity and one into the pipe. If you're going into the basement, it's one into the basement, half-inch hole straight down behind the toilet into the basement. And then a hole into your sanitary pipe where you're going to exhaust. And what I do in the base, the thing is it's low voltage, right? I've designed the system so that if you need longer cord, it's 12 volts, and that cord can be 50 feet long.
Sure.
That pump can be anywhere along those lines.
Wow.
Wow. One of the first sentences on the website is, don't be that guy. We're talking about you, Chuck. The website is pottysniffer.com. Take a look at the website, everybody. It really... I mean, it looks like it's pretty easy, and it really looks like this is a very good product. I really thank you so much for coming on with us and showing us this.
You're welcome. Thank
Steven,
you very much.
Steven, we respect all the time, effort, energy that you put into this, and hopefully you'll be a success and come back and see us again next year.
Yep. Thank you very much, Chuck.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. We got another hour left of the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting from the Novi Home and Garden Show. With another company that's been there since Friday, started setting up probably earlier this week. Great products, great information to come with Window World Detroit for the next hour on the Inside Outside Guys.